morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Maybe people have some time to go out and work on their yards, but I have a feeling that's going to be probably the last thing on people's minds. But something that we need to maybe plant inside of people's minds is all the activities that the Master Gardeners are involved with. I mean, the activities have just picked up and taken over.
Yeah, they've been busy even throughout the entire winter and early spring, answering questions on the help desk, through their email, through their Facebook account. But now they're out and about, out in the entire community. And you can find Master Gardeners anywhere and everywhere. You just got to know where to look for them. Our website's a really great place to be able to see all those upcoming events. But we have a lot of things going on even today.
The Artovino's Farmers Market has opened today, and their hours, I believe, are 7:30 to noon.
Yeah, definitely. They've moved into their summer hours. They're a year-round market, and the Master Gardeners are there from Memorial Day to Labor Day each year, and they have a great information table out there. They also host a lot of gardening and patio talks as well at 8:30. So stop by, join them, visit with them. It's a really great interactive demonstrations and be able to talk to you all about gardening and answer all your questions.
And I think, don't you guys sell also some of the products that you grow in your test garden?
Yes, some of the produce actually is sold at Artovino's, and don't have any tomatoes yet. It's just a little too early on there, but look for some other smaller crops. They did grow some garlic this fall, so it is ready and it should be available. If you haven't gotten it today, maybe you'll check back next Saturday as well. And very soon, the nice summer tomato crop is going to start coming in, and be able to visit with them on that and any other little eclectic squash or eggplants that start trickling in from the garden as well. So it's all very dynamic. So stop by and take a look to see what they have.
Well, another farmers market that is going on in the region is the Downtown Artist and Farmers Market. And I know the Master Gardeners are involved with that farmers market as well.
Yes. This year what we're doing is we're doing some educational programs on the second Saturday of each month. We'll be there all summer long. We will be there from 10 to 12 on the second Saturdays of each downtown farmers market. And really what we're going to do and take advantage of that time that we're out there is to do some hands-on demonstrations. So we were there a couple of weeks ago for our first demonstration, and one of our Master Gardeners had a self-watering container. So she took all the buckets, her drill, all the tools that she needed to be able to do, and she demonstrated this to people that are kind of walking by and engaging them on gardening. And then, of course, that interest led to three other gardening questions that people had. So it was a really nice conversation to be able to have with Master Gardeners. And every month we're going to change the topic. So we'll be able to talk about container gardening or even microgreens. And then we'll finish up the entire season talking about roses and how to get your roses ready for the fall. So talking about deadheading and pruning and things like that. But it's a really great interactive way to be able to meet the Master Gardeners if you haven't been out there. And there's also some really great growers and produce out there. And go out there and say hello.
And it's also a great way, like you were saying, to pick the brains of the Master Gardeners. And I know the next one coming up here, the next little gardening talk demonstration that you're going to have there at the Downtown Artist Farmers Market is, what's wrong with my tomato? And I know a lot of people are going to be having that question. And so that one is coming up on June 13th, which is the second Saturday of that month. And the Farmers Market there downtown is located on Anthony Street in the Union Plaza District. Again, those talks are second Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to noon. Again, it's a much better way to interact with a Master Gardener one-on-one. You can spend as much time as you like, whether it's at this farmer's market or the one at Artovino's. Better than, you know, calling in on our live shows and we have to wrap you up by 11:30 because the show's over.
Right.
There you actually get to spend a little bit of time with them.
Exactly. Take your phone, take your camera, take your sample of your plant, and it's just a much better use of everyone's time and efforts. We can be able to talk about it. When we do our live show, it's not just ask the question and answer it. It's a conversation.
Yeah.
So why not have that conversation with a real person in real time with all of the publications with them already to help you answer your question?
Well, there's another course. This is an ongoing course that we've talked about on the past show, and that's the Home Gardening in El Paso course that's going on at El Paso Community College. And so that one's going to be coming up here. Maybe some people have some time on their hands this summer. This would be a pretty terrific course. It's not exactly the Master Gardener intensive learning course, but I think it's a pretty good overall course of how maybe people who either are new to the region or just want to learn more about growing in the Chihuahuan Desert, what they would need to know in order to maybe grow vegetables or roses or any other topic.
Right, exactly. I've been a firm believer that you don't have to be a master gardener to learn about gardening and be successful in El Paso. And, you know, the Master Gardener program, which we're also looking for the fall, which is not very far from now, is just coming around the corner. But this is a really great class for folks that just want, you know, that crash course. We have entire six classes lined up within EPCC course, and we pick topics that are very applicable and just to practical, just to get people going in their yard. So we talk about everything from irrigation systems, soils, and then we pick those right plants, those ornamentals, those native trees. We do a little sprinkling of vegetable gardening or flowering gardening, even some rainwater harvesting kind of gets Wow. thrown into the mix as well. So it's very applicable to El Paso. It's taught by Master Gardeners through EPCC. So it's a really great investment of time. If you look at it, it's 12 hours. 2 hours each Saturday.
Wow.
And it's a really, it's a gateway. We've had Master Gardeners that actually started by going to that class.
Really?
And then
wow.
they ended up taking the class. Other folks have taken the class at EPCC and then been a part of our community volunteers that we have at Escarate. And they'll go out there with the Master Gardeners and continue to learn and volunteer on the practical side, because the class, of course, is a lecture type class. There's no workshops or there's no tests or no field trips, which is okay, but it's all lecture. But this, we always have a nice opportunity to engage those folks if they want to learn more about something in particular, because, you know, community volunteers learning about vegetables or even at the Rose Garden or at other venues are a really great way to continue learning and on the topics that you're interested in.
And if I remember correctly, isn't the materials that are involved in the teaching, aren't they available to the class afterwards, like on a little thumb drive?
Yes, what we'll do is there's PowerPoint presentations put together by Master Gardeners, and they go through this, and it's, you know, it's a lot of information, but they will get hard copies provided to them for the class, but also if they want to reference the nice photos or any kind of the graphics or embedded videos that are on the PowerPoint presentation, they'll all be saved on a thumb drive. You got to take your own thumb drive, but Enrique, our Master Gardener, will be more than happy to upload those for you and have that as a nice little takeaway.
That is a really terrific reference, because it saves a lot of time Googling.
Oh, yes. Yes. We need to get people off the Google and look at information specifically for El Paso.
So those classes at EPCC, they're going to be offered on the Valle Verde campus, and they're going to be every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and they're going to start on June the 6th, wrapping up on July 18th. And like Denise was saying, they're 2 hours for every course, and they're taught by different Master Gardeners each time, focusing on a different topic. And if you want registration information, we have the information on the Good to Grow page, where you can link to the education site or the continuing education site of the El Paso Community College. So, I mean, the Master Gardeners, I'm so surprised, especially right around now, how spread out you are. You're not spread thin, are you? Do you have a pretty good, solid core of Master Gardeners?
We are very lucky to have a really great speakers bureau put together to be able to meet the needs of the community. We implore a train-the-trainer type mentality, so we're constantly always bringing in and engaging our new interns and our new people into the group. And we hold the class every year because, you know, volunteers are our volunteers and they're really excited. But, you know, you don't want to overburden the entire group or, you know, stress one subject over another. So we do have the class every year. We're always looking to expand our speakers bureau with additional training and education on a subject matter, and then, of course, on the delivery on that. So we're a very big county, and there's a very big demand on gardening, and we try to meet all of those in all different ways, whether those are on one-to-one contacts or in group educational events like we're talking about this morning.
Well, there's also the Gardening 101 workshop that's going to be held at the Multipurpose Center. Actually, it's sort of been ongoing, right? Because there was actually a course held yesterday on container gardening. And this Gardening 101 workshop is a series that's going to be going on once a month through August. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is the third year, actually, that we've partnered up with City Parks and Rec to deliver this Gardening 101 workshops. And it's held at the Multipurpose Center off Viscount. It's inside the rec center, but it's adjacent to one of their community gardens.
I've driven by it.
Yes. The first community garden at a city park in El Paso. Parks and Rec does handle all of the registration. We handle all of the education. The really great thing about that is that it's a Friday evening. It's a great way to be able to learn about a specific topic. You don't register for the entire series. You got to do it class by class, so you can essentially pick off this menu on what interests you the most. There is a talk, there's handouts. The really great thing about being so close to the garden is that you can go out there after the class or even as part of the class to look for those insects and look for those bugs or look for those diseases and kind of troubleshoot, you know, have that hands-on component or that tool to be able to put it all together, because it's a lot of information all at once. But when you see it all come together, it makes all that much sense to take it back home with you.
And it's a 90-minute workshop from 4 to 5:30 p.m. there at the Multipurpose Center on Viscount, and it's free,
right?
But they encourage you to register because space is limited. And you can, of course, register by calling 212-0092. That's 212-0092. The information is also on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. You can also give us a call here at the radio station. We'll be happy to pass along that information as well. And this is, I think, a pretty terrific workshop because it seems like you're offering a lot of information to people, not necessarily here on Viscount, but you've also got the Azcárate Garden, and you've got, you know, the Downtown Artist Farmers Market, and then you've got Artovinos there, you know, in Sunland Park. So you guys are spreading out across the city to serve everybody, so people don't have to necessarily go out of their way.
Right, exactly. And that's what the Extension Service does, is we serve and we educate the entire community, which is why we're not able to do any of this or to this extent if we didn't have those partnerships all around town. So it definitely takes everyone to kind of coordinate and come together to have these venues and everything established for them. So,
and by the way, the next Gardening 101 workshop series, like we mentioned, the last one took place yesterday, so we just missed it. But the next one's coming up on June 26th, and that's going to talk about bugs in your garden. And everybody, I love bugs, except for the really gross ones like grub worms. But
right, exactly.
I think I showed you a wicked caterpillar that I saw in my yard. It was just pretty awesome.
Right, exactly.
Other people I show kind of gross out, but I'm right. Like, what? It's so pretty.
Exactly. And we'll definitely tell you which ones are the good ones and which ones are the bad ones.
Exactly. So hopefully people will want to take advantage of that workshop on June 26th. And of course, all the information on all the workshops, courses, etc. that we've been talking about, it's on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And if you're not hooked up to the interwebs, make sure that you call the Master Gardeners. They do have a phone number still. They're old school.
That, you know, it's all different ways.
566-1276 is the number again. That's 566-1276. Well, we're out of time, but we want to thank you so much for listening today. We want to thank Belinda Fernandez, our engineer for today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.